Is it Sergio?
Who's this?
It's Kyle over here with Cardiff. How's it going?
Oh, from where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff? What is that? What is it?
We're a business, a private business bank.
Okay.
I was just calling here to follow up on a couple things with you. You guys are taking out some capital around April. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, that's what I was calling here. You guys had a pretty good relationship with your lender over there, so I just wanted to reach out and let you know. Because of that, we had you pre-approved for some equipment as well as some working capital. I just wanted to see how business was going for you.
That's good.
That's
great. September was kind of slow for me.
Was it? A little slow. Yeah, you guys probably pick up closer to the holidays though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. That's good to hear. And then around tax time, too, tax return season, that's another busy time for you guys, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, everybody getting their tax returns back. Okay, nice. You guys, since it's a little slower, you may be looking to bring on a little extra capital to have a little extra cash on hand there for the winter time? Or?
Well, it depends. What's the company you... So, based on my information from the other bank, which, you know, do you know the name or the other bank? How do you guys... get that information?
Okay, so there's a UCC filing that was made, and we see that you worked with them. Of course, it's private information. It doesn't show exactly who you worked with there. But we work with a wide range of people, a lot of banks in our network in there and whatnot. And we also work with Dun & Bradstreet, you know, D&B.
Yeah.
Based off, you know, your credit profile there with them.
You know, to be honest with you, you know how many people, like you calling me every day and send me an email and stuff, you know, it's hard to trust in someone, you know what I mean? That's what I'm a little scary.
Oh, no, of course. But, you know, what I can do for you is...
You know, BizFi, I was doing business with them.
Okay.
And, you know, they're professional. They don't push you. You know, they do things right. And the last time I got that loan from April... the guy was able to help me to get me what I want. You know what I mean? So it was to redirect direct capital, 61 daily.
Okay.
18 months.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here to do the same thing for you, man, really. And what I was going to say is...
Everybody's telling me the same thing as you. You know what I mean? But when it gets, you know, to the bottom line, I mean, all I need to do is just the bank statement. You know, it's based on, you know, myself.
Of course, yeah. Well, I was going to say, I mean, we have really good reviews. I know you don't know too much about our company. I could send you an email and it can have a...
Are you guys a broker?
No, we're in-house financing, a direct lender. We don't outsource your information to anyone. When you do apply, it comes straight to us. We have our in-house financing team and our underwriting department,
department. What's the name of our company?
Bank of Cardiff. And Cardiff is just C-A-R-D.
Yeah, are you guys in California?
Yeah, San Diego.
Oh, San Diego, yeah. Because, you know, man, it's, there's a lot of people that, I always need, you know, extra cash, you know what I mean, to buy more inventory.
No, of course.
But the thing is that it's hard for me to trust in someone, you know? Like, man, I mean, I need to see the programs first. I need to see who they are, reviews and everything, you know, because everybody says the same thing as you.
No, of course. Yeah, no, I understand.
You know, good and mama, you know, everyone is good. You know, everyone is the top of, you know, supposedly. But, you know, when it comes to the rates, then that's what I'm getting a little bit scary, you know?
No, I understand that completely. And I would love for you to, you know, to Google us and search. I'll send you actually a couple links if you want over to your email.
Yeah.
It'll have, all of our Google Plus reviews from real customers, real people just like yourself. Business owners, and you know, there's
so you guys do auto sales?
No, not auto sales. We do equipment financing and working capital. So we have a lot of clients that's own dealerships, used car dealerships. So we're able to help them, you know, increase their inventory when it comes time for like the busier times of the year and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. You know, that's what I want to do. You just increase my inventory. That's it.
No, yeah, and that's exactly how our capital program works, kind of like the other one you said that you worked with, I think it was BizFi, you said. You told them what they wanted or what you were looking for, and they were able to get that. Well, that's the same thing I'm trying to do, and I know you probably hear this a bunch, but, you know, we're really trying to we like to build relationships with our clients, and most of our clients, I'd say 85% here, you know, our repeat customers, they love the deals we're able to give them. They love how our process is simple, it's quick.
Yeah, based on what are the programs you guys have? You guys have like monthly payments, 18 months, how much is the lowest you can go?
So yeah, we have them all over the board kind of. Our capital program, it starts anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. And then our equipment program, it goes anywhere from 2 years to 5 years. Term length wise.
How does that work? The equipment, how does that work?
The equipment one is if you're looking to, so it wouldn't really work too well with increasing inventory since you're buying and then selling. But say you were looking to bring on a couple new work vehicles over there, like some service trucks, or like if you were looking to buy a new, like a shuttle or something to like run customers to and from if they're doing service or whatnot, you know, something like that. That's how that would work there.
Yeah, but, most likely is to buy cars, to increase my inventory.
Okay, well, in that case, that's our working capital program, and it's really pretty similar to the one you had already done. And that's, you know, it could be daily, weekly, or monthly payments, whatever you're looking for there. It could be anywhere from 3 months if you're looking to just get a, you know, $10,000 to go to an auction to buy a whole bunch of cars and, you know, turn around and sell them so you have a pretty quick return. Not getting stuck with the long term there. You could do something like that, or if you wanted to spread out your payment over two or 3 years to, you know, maybe get it on the lower end, we could do something along those lines there. But you know, whatever works for you.
Can you guys pay off the one I have right now?
Yeah, definitely. What do you have one out for right now?
I have 18 months, 20,000, 61 daily.
61 daily at 20K for 18 months. And who is that through?
Direct Capital.
Direct Capital. Yeah, so with that being said, what we would be able to do that way, we have two options we could go. We can either pay that off and get you a little bit of money on top of that. That way, so you can have one loan and also some extra cash to go buy some more vehicles, some more inventory. Or we could just give you, you know, money on top of that and without paying it off. So whatever way you wanted to go, we could. Yeah. But if you tell
me, send me a send, because you know I'm busy right now. So send me an email. It's Fergon 1412 at yahoo.com. So it'll be S as in Sam, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, G O N as in Nancy. Fergon.
Sergon, okay.
1412
at Yahoo.
At Yahoo.
Okay, yeah, I'll shoot you over an email right now. It'll have a little more information on our company. You can click on a couple links and read some reviews on us. And it sounds like you're interested in capital too. So real quick, I know you're busy, but just like a couple questions and just so I could get a little idea. What are you doing in like gross annual sales?
See, right now I was checking so far from January, because I have a DSM, like a software that, you know, calculates everything I've been doing so far.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm at 450,000 to September.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Since January.
January to September. Yeah, not bad at all. So are you on track to beat last year then? You think?
Oh, yeah, of course. Definitely. Because last year I didn't do finance. So now I'm working. I do finance.
Okay. What were your sales as of last year, though? Just so I can see that too.
Last year it was like 255.
Okay.
Gross. You're talking about gross, right? Everything.
Yeah. Top line. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, so you're already almost doubled that this year.
Yeah.
Wow. So you've been increasing.
Yeah. And so you guys only require 6 months statements or three?
Yep. Nope, 6 months of bank statements, your most recent tax return, and of course our application. But
the tax return is going to show receivable 76 and net pay like around 39,000.
Okay. Yeah, no worries there. The only reason we look at that is just so we can see the ownership breakdown of the of your company. Are you 100% owner?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so we can see that, and then basically how much you made. And then I was going to include, since you are kind of looking at possibly paying off that one loan and getting a little more on top of that, just to try to do that for you too, we just need to take a look at your loan contract, the first page of that, through the direct program.
Right. Yeah, I see. Yeah, see, it kind of, the best thing for me, if I can get like $30,000 and pay them off, and get some extra cash for me.
Definitely. No, yeah. So it was $20,000 total, and how much do you owe left, you think?
I don't know. You do the math. It was from April 27th.
April 27th?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're probably close to... what were you paying in interest?
I think it's 1.1 or 1.3.
Okay. So you're probably pretty close to being done paying 61 daily payments. Okay, yeah. So would you be kind of looking along the same lines, something along that, how you're set up there, 18 months, daily payments? Or what would be ideal for you if you had exactly what you could get, like qualify for?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, 61 has been working good for me. I think it's good, right?
Okay.
Now, but, it depends. It depends on
no,
what
of
you
course.
Can offer, you know what I mean?
Of course. All right, well, here's what I'll tell you there.
It'll be better monthly.
Yeah, of course. No, we'll definitely try for that. But here's what I'll do for you, Sergon. I'll wrap up the email right now. It'll have the short list of the documents we'll need to get you some numbers and see what exactly we could do for you.
And no credit check, right?
We do a soft pull, so it doesn't, harm you anyway.
That's the thing, man. I don't know. That's where I want to jump because, I don't know which is the best company that's really going to help me because there's like 20 people like you.
Of course. No, I understand that.
And it's soft, but at the end, soft and soft is going to count a lot of points.
No, of course. So this is what I would say. I know you want to, get the best deal and find the best people out there to help you. So why don't you go? I'll send you this email. You can go read up on our company. We've been in business, for a little over, close to 12 or 13 years now. And we've had, I think, in those years, 6 complaints total. And they weren't, nothing serious. We were able to handle it.
Okay.
And then through the Better Business Bureau, right? BBB?
Yeah,
we haven't.
They're
Okay,
everybody's the same,
No, I understand. Yeah, well, you can go on there, check us out, read a little bit more information about us. But, Sergon, I'm really telling you, I'm trying to earn your business. We're a relationship bank. We're not going to send your information out. If you want to, after you're looking at our company, if you want to check us out, we can have you some actual numbers with the next day. So if you're able to get me everything today, we can tell you what we could do for you by tomorrow. And if everything looked good and sounded great, it's 48 hours total where you can have some money there in your account ready to get some more inventory for you. I know you hear the same stuff from different people all day long, but we have a quick process. We're not going to outsource your information, and I guarantee you after you work with us, you're going to want to come back. You'll be able to pick up your cell phone or your work phone and call Kyle over here with Cardiff. Say, hey, Kyle, I need to go pick up 10 cars.
How much do you think I can borrow? With those numbers, roughly.
Roughly,
my credit score
say...
is not that good. It's between 620 and like 600, 620.
No worries.
My TransUnion, Equifax, they'll say higher FICO, but the reality, the wood one is Experian. So Experian probably like around 600, 620.
Okay. No, yeah, that'd be perfect. Well, really, when it comes down to this capital program, your sales aren't as big of, or your credit isn't as big of a deal as your sales are. So, because that's kind of where we're seeing how the cash is coming in and out. And after we take a look at your 6 months of bank statements this year, we're going to see that you've increased your sales a bunch, that you've almost doubled in revenue just in the last, 9 months so far. And we're going to see that you have a lot of cash coming in and out of the business. And that will allow us to, determine what we can do. But based off the numbers you give me so far, I'm thinking we could do anywhere from maybe 25 to 35,000, just based off what you told me.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds fair. Sounds good. I mean, something. It sounds something like it's fair. You know what I mean? Because some people will say 50, 60. I understand.
Of course,
that,
no.
To get 100,000, you have to be big. But then it kind of makes sense because last year. Or back in April, I got a 20K, so now I'm increasing my sales. So it makes sense, you know, 25 between 35. That'd be great if I can get 35.
Yeah, no.
At the rate I want. And at the monthly payment, you know, so I can pay them off and get a 20,000 for me, you know what I mean? So buy more inventory.
Well, look, this is what I was going to say. And also the thing that works with us over here is we have early payment discounts. So say you took a 18-month term and you sold all the inventory you got early and you had a big chunk of cash and wanted to pay it off or add additional capital, we can actually give you more halfway through your term on top of what you've already had. And
one thing that I like about, you know, I like custom, what is your name?
My name's Kyle.
Okay, Kyle, you know, like you're saying, you know, I like long relationships and, you know, I like the customer service because that's how it's been increasing my business, too.
Of course, no.
Because there's some people that prefer to push you, you know, I don't like pushing people, you know what I mean?
No, exactly.
With my customers, you know, if I don't get what I want, you know, I don't do, like, funny faces or whatever, you're not in my business anymore, get out of here or whatever, you know, I like to keep long relationships.
No, yeah, we're a relationship bank. We want you to.
And the way you sell, coming. You know, yeah. I mean, the way people sells and the selling, you know, it counts. To me, it counts because this is what I do.
Exactly, and that's kind of why we're here. When 2008, when, you know, the larger banks started neglecting smaller, medium-sized business owners like yourself, we really developed our program to try to help you guys. And we understand, you know, you do this for a daily basis. You work with, you know, people, customers, and you value the whole motto of a small business is to, you know, really take care of who you're working with and your customers. And we try to do the same thing over here and install that into our relationships.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, I mean, I like long relationships, and I don't like people, you know what I mean? I want everything on the table. You know,
of course.
Because I'm the people that I call back, you know, and say, hey, what's going on? You didn't tell me this.
Of course,
sometimes people sign what they don't know.
No, exactly, and, you know, we don't want that to happen here, and that, you know, we don't have any cases of that, or, you know, we haven't done that to people before, and we're not going to start.
Right.
So, I can wrap up this email for you, Sergon. We can I'll send it over your way. You can check us out.
Sergon is my unit, and my name is Sergio.
Oh, okay. So my apologies there.
Sergio. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, let's see. I just wanna read a little bit about you guys because there's a lot of companies out there that, you know, get you.
Okay.
And I just wanna go for the best one for me, you know.
Okay, definitely. Well, I'll shoot it over here right now to you, and you can read it, check it out.
Do you know Winset Capital?
Winset Capital. I've heard of them, I believe.
Yeah, because I had a long when I started my you know, to work with companies that lend you money, they were the first ones. So
okay.
I was paying for $12,000. I was paying $152 daily.
Okay. For how long?
6 months. So for 6 months. So it was, you know, it was a high rate.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That does sound like a little outrageous there.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense because, you know, I wasn't doing a lot of sales, and I wasn't, you know, it was like my second year in the business.
Yeah, okay.
So it makes sense. It makes sense because, you know, but right now, since I'm doing good and since you're telling me that, you know, I don't know how you got the information that I've been paying well or whatever, you know, I was expecting to get better deal than KJ Capital and, you know, working my way up, you know what I mean? Because I always been on time with them. You know, that's the key. It's like the credit. I mean, you pay them, you're going to have more credit.
Exactly.
And as you increase, you're going to get, you know, you have to get better rates. If I don't get better rates, then, you know, I won't do it.
Yeah, no, of course, and I understand that, and this is what, you know, we like to do. It's the cool thing is once you come to us, of course, your first time might be a little bit more just for the fact that you haven't worked with us before and you're a newer business, but afterwards, we realize that, you know, obviously, you're going to pay. We understand you're a smart businessman. You're running your own business. You're going to pay your bills on time. You're going to give us the money. And then we're going to see that. We're going to see how you have a history of, you know, on-time payments. And then we're going to take that in consideration the second time around. And we're actually going to be able to give you a better deal than your first time just because we've already worked with you. And we know that you're reliable. And we understand. And so say you're like, you know, I heard you mention 100K at the beginning. I know you mentioned 100K, so you might not be able to get 100K all at once.
No.
But through us, you might be able to get 100K much quicker than you would somewhere else because every time you come back, we're able to increase the amount we give you and lower how expensive it is because you're a returning customer. Just like when a customer who's come into your dealership.
To be honest with you, Kyle, I mean, that is just, you know, I hear that so many times, you know what I mean? I don't think that what you're telling me, anybody can do it, you know what I mean? Everything is based on my sales and my credit. You know, it's like, you know, if I get along through you right now, and then in 1 year, you can't guarantee what you're telling me right now, because everything is fact and how I'm paying and my credit and my business.
No, well,
you know, anybody can do that, you know what I mean?
No, yeah, I understand that, but what I'm saying here is,
I just have a lot of customers, you know, I have a lot of customers, they told me that they bought a car at the dealership, and they told me, oh, you can change the car in 6 months, 7 months. And it's not true. Everything is based on, you buying another, everything is based on credit, down payment, and all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, yeah, I completely understand. I understand what you're saying. It's hard to, I do understand, and I'm just, but what I'm trying to stress to you here is, you might be interested in, you know, a larger amount, and at the end of the day, when you come back to someone multiple times, so say you took a year term out with us, and you paid the whole thing right every time. We're helping you increase your inventory, which is going to increase your sales. Like you just said, you're up, you know, almost double from what you were last year, and that's because you're able to, you know, do the financing and all of that. You have a little bit more capital. Well, we understand we're putting in the process to help you grow, and at the same time, we're building. I know I've said this, but we have a relationship with you, and we understand how you work.
Right.
And that's
based on just the numbers. I know you have to check everything, but based on your experience, for $35K, how much that would be a month or daily? If I get a worse rate, if I get a
let me see.
In the worst case scenario.
Okay, let me see here. Let me do a couple numbers. Bear with me here. So if we have 35,000 divided by 20, so. That 2 year term, so that's so roughly around, if just without dirt putting in the interest, because I don't know what it might be, you would be roughly around like $68 a day without the interest. So I'm assuming it might go up, you know, a few dollars with the interest included. But over like a 2 month term or a 2 year term at around $35,000, you'd be paying anywhere from, I'd say, $60 to maybe $85 on a daily payment.
Oh, on daily payment for 24 months?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Roughly.
Okay.
That's just a, you know, I didn't do the, I could do the monthly and stuff for you too, the monthly and weekly, but I just ran those numbers real quick, and that's similar to what it might be.
I will put in my pocket like around 20K, because I owe 15 to a direct capital.
Yeah, so if you owe 15 to direct capital, what we would do is we'd pay that off. And then we
and hopefully I can get some fees over there, and you know the pay amount is.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, so if it was a little bit lower, this is what we would do. If it all came down to it, we would handle your debt with direct, and then after that, we would deposit the rest of the money in one large sum into your account. So say you were qualified for both, and we were able to pay it off and get you $10,000 or $15,000 on top of that. That would definitely work. And if we did it on, so here's how it also works too. I know that might not be as much as you would want, you know, best case scenario, but say we did it on a 2 year term, just so your payments were a little bit lower, halfway through the term. So a year down the road, you would be able to qualify, you know, you'd be able to take out additional capital. Or say, you know, you did it for a year term, and 6 months down the road, you went through all the cash, we'd be able to refinance it completely over here to whatever the remaining balance was, refinance that into your payments, and your payment, say we had you on daily at first, after coming back, you know, the chances of you going to a weekly or monthly really increase that much more. So you'd be able to, you know, right around the middle of next year, you'd be able to take out additional capital and, you know, increase your inventory all over again. And it's really not that much of a heartache once you're already a customer over here. We already have your file built, so it just turns into sending updated bank statements, and that's about it.
Oh, okay, thank you, Kyle. So just, you know, I have to keep going, and then let me tell you something. I mean, I just having this conversation with you because, you know, I like kind of like the way you talk.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You know, it seems like if I say no, I mean, it seems like, you know, you might want to be okay because you did your work. You know,
just of course, no.
Because a lot of people, they I don't like pushing, you know, I don't like when they push me, you know what I mean? When they talk, like, I'm just a number.
No, of course, and I
you know,
understand
I like when people talk, you know, understand, you know, like, I understand the business.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and it's not only make the sale and that's it. Then, you know, you have to make the sale and have people to come by because that's your future.
Exactly, 100%. And
I like to be treated that way. Even if I don't do it, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just like the way to the way you have your customer service and the way you talk to me because I don't like people to push.
No, and I understand that. We really, what it boils down to, Sergio, is we want to do what makes the most sense for your business. So I'm not going to try to force anything upon you that's going to have a negative effect. All I want to do here is make you the most money through the easiest way. I don't want you to have to feel like you have to take this loan because that's, you know, of course, it's your decision at the end of the day. I just want to be able to try to get you the best numbers, and then hopefully if it all makes sense for you, if the, you know, the incentive is there to take the cash in order to increase your inventory and turn around and make, you know, $20,000 off of the inventory you sell, then hey, that's what I want you to do. But if it doesn't make sense, if the time's not right, then by no means am I gonna, you know, force it upon you, because at the end of the day, you're the one making the decision, and you know, I want you to make what's, you know, makes sense for your business.
Right. Okay, Kyle. Wrap up my daughter's school, man.
No, okay, of course. I'll send you the email.
Send me the email and send me all the info you can possibly could, you know, so I can see who you guys are. Because, like I said, they sent me like roughly 20 emails from different companies from all over the country, man. Florida, New York, everywhere.
No, yeah, I understand. You get that a lot. And I will tell you this. This is just my advice to you.
Why am I getting calls? Just because they want to, because they see that I'm paying good, or why are they calling me so much?
So if they're like us,
a credit card. I mean, they just
really. It's like it is like that. They see that you've taken out working capital before, so companies like us are trying to call you and try to earn your business. And my advice to you would be stay away from the brokers, because what a broker will do is a broker will get your information and they'll send it out to 15 different people, and they'll run your credit.
Right.
They'll all try to get you the best deal, and that's not going to do anything but harm you, because you're going to have your credit
pulled
from 15
different
people.
Okay, so you're not a broker.
We're not a broker. We're a direct lender. We do, you know, most of our work in-house. If anything, we might grab a little extra capital from our lenders that we work with to fund your deal, but no, your information stays in-house with us, and you know, our credit department and our underwriting team does what they need to do in order to find you the best deal.
Okay, that's fine. I like that because I don't want to share any, you know, I like someone, you know, in-house because, you know, I do in-house too, you know, in-house financing.
Yeah,
with
definitely. Exactly. So we're on the same page there. We're trying to get you what you want. So if, you know, you could check out my email, you know, look at our company, spend some time on it, do what you need to do. And if this sounds like something you want to go through with, you'll have my information and you'll have, you know, the application and the rest of the documents we'll need. And you can give me a call and say, hey, Kyle, I want to pull the trigger on this.
So can I call you like anytime? Like,
of course, yeah. Monday.
Yeah, you're on the West Coast, right? So Monday to Friday to 5 p.m.
Yeah, actually, we get here at 6:30 a.m. So we leave at 3:30. But if you want, you could take down my cell phone number and you could call me anytime you want to. I'll always pick up on that.
Okay, let me. What is your
cell phone? Is 760-221.
Oh, 760-221.
221-3904. Yep, that's my cell phone, and write this one down too. This is my work phone number, and I'll answer this all day long as well. 858.
Okay.
252.
Okay.
1490. And
okay.
My name's
all right, Kyle.
Kyle. Alrighty.
Send me an email, okay? I have to go, okay?
No worries. You have a good day, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Alright, thank you.
Yep, goodbye.